This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You Must Remember This is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
It's a football Friday here on The Daily Tip. And of course, we've got picks galore all morning long. We'll start with our favorite plays in college football. Although the slate is not as beautiful as week one, we'll try to make it pretty, maybe put some lipstick on it. Then we'll get to our NFL props, a little sprinkling of baseball because it is still going on. And listen, those picks have been good for me and Jenk. So we are sticking to some baseball. We'll get to our parlays. And it's all coming up next within the next hour here on The Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. All right, Jenk. So I remember looking at the college slate on, I think it was Tuesday, and I just got this sinking feeling. I was like, oh no. Like, where are the big games? I'm scrolling. Where are the marquee games? And although maybe you could do some mental gymnastics and say, oh, well, you've got Iowa and Iowa State, Baylor and SMU. I don't know. It does feel like a bit of a letdown after all the banner games we saw in week one.
Yeah, we had such a blockbuster opening week. You know, I mean, week zero was great, but last week was just great matchup after great matchup and so much drama and so many storylines. And now it's, I don't know, can Kent State stay within 65 points of Texas Tech? Can my Longhorns beat San Jose State by more than 38.5? So there are a few games on the schedule that are going to be good. And we do have Michigan, Oklahoma. We have the Cy-Hawk Trophy up for grabs in Ames. But yeah, compared to last week, it's not the same.
All right, let's start with Michigan, Oklahoma, because a lot of people are really liking what they see from Bryce Underwood and Michigan. Mm-hmm. And Michigan's getting points in this one. So, Jenks, I know you will never leave an opportunity to fade Oklahoma on the table, because you went to Texas, and I understand that you do not love Oklahoma.
I do not.
So are you fading Oklahoma this week? Do you believe in Michigan at all?
This is a tough one. I just think that I won't play it personally, but I would grab Michigan in the points because, A, I can't stand Oklahoma. They shouldn't be a state. Should be eliminated immediately. But also, I think this line has moved too much. The look ahead line in the summer was Oklahoma -1, and now it's gone all the way up to Oklahoma -5.5. I will say that John Mateer looked great in his debut. I mean, they were playing a nobody, but he can sling it. I'm sorry, I was not familiar with your game. I mean, he can absolutely sling it from any angle where he wants to throw the ball. But Bryce Underwood did look good. Michigan's defense should still be stout. And Shrone Moore knows what to expect. He went to Oklahoma. Like, he's an OU alum. So I thought it was fascinating, too. I learned yesterday, this is the first ever in the history of Michigan, true road game for Michigan against an SEC team. It's never happened before, which sounds crazy, but it really is because of how the landscape has changed in college football. Ultimately, I think because Moore knows what to expect, because maybe we're giving Oklahoma a little too much credit because of a tier, and he's gotten some Heisman run, I would go with the Wolverines and grab the 5.5.
Yeah, I think I would lean towards the points, but here's the other question I have. I feel like it's difficult to go between the mentality of betting on the NFL and betting on college, because in the NFL, like, 5.5 is a lot of points. But in college, I seem to think that it matters a little bit less.
Like, obviously, because the totals are a little bit higher, or I guess not in this one. It's 46.5, excuse me. But obviously, it is less than a touchdown. So, like, 5.5 is just, it's a little bit of a dead number for me.
Yeah.
But also, I'm trying to wade through the mental gymnastics of, I understand people who are fans of Michigan are very passionate. But when they're calling Bryce Underwood a generational talent, which I know has been a buzzword this week on social media, as Ryan Clark said, like, neither Tom Brady or Peyton Manning were generational talents. So I'm not sure what that phrase even means. But I do think, you know, this is a matchup of two big programs. And I do think Michigan could possibly keep it close, especially when we're talking about a low total where points are supposed to be at a premium. Speaking of dogs that could be barking, Kansas and Missouri. Kansas had a great effort from Jalen Daniels in the first game of the season. So Missouri, the home favorites here, land 6.5, total of 50.5. Jenks, is this another dog that you will consider adopting?
I want to, but I also feel like it might be a bit of a trap. I mean, Jalen Daniels has looked like a Heisman candidate early on. And I know Denton said earlier in the week, maybe look at a sprinkle on Jalen Daniels to win the Heisman at 50-1, but they haven't played anyone either. I like that play, by the way, but they've also played Fresno State and Wagner. So you've got Kansas going into Missouri, their first real test, and Missouri was surprisingly one of the better defenses in the SEC last season. They were fifth in the SEC. Mm-hmm. Like, it was Texas, Tennessee, Ole Miss, South Carolina, and Mizzou. So as soon as I saw this, I was like, oh, Kansas all day. I'm grabbing the points with Jalen Daniels, but I feel like it could be a bit of a trap. I feel like this will be a big public play. I'm going to stay away from it personally, but I would actually lean Mizzou, I think, here.
I think this is the tough part for me with some of these college games is that I come in with one hypothesis and then I leave with another.
Mm-hmm.
Because I was looking at this Illinois and Duke game and saying, oh, you know, Duke has a quarterback. They're paying like several million dollars in Darian Mensah. This is could be a sleepy spot for Illinois because according to Central Time, I think it's an 11 a.m. kickoff at Duke. And so Duke is getting 3 points in this one. I think it's got up to 4. But this is a big step up in competition, I feel like, for Duke. And I will say, like, I watched a little bit of that Illinois and Western Illinois game because it was on Peacock. I was like, oh, I have Peacock. Maybe I'll watch a few minutes of this. And Western Illinois, for like the first few drives, actually was moving the football through the air against Illinois. But I'm not sure if that's going to be the case for Duke because Darian Mensah is a bit of a dual threat quarterback. So I don't think passing is still his forte. I think he still has a way to go when it comes to developing as a passer. Remember, he's just a sophomore. So I still lean towards Illinois in this one. But it was one of those where I came in thinking Duke, but also they weren't getting that many points because, again, you know, 3 points in the NFL sounds like a lot, but in college, not so much. 49.5 a total. So I do think that Illinois probably gets the job done there. Speaking of low scoring, we know that's usually the case for Iowa. They're on the road at number 16, Iowa State. Iowa State laying 3.5 here. 41.5 is your total here. Jenks, did you look at this game or did you say, I do not want to consider Iowa games because last year they were absolutely miserable to watch?
Aren't Iowa games miserable to watch every year? Like, isn't that how it goes with Iowa? They are. It's like, listen, we're going to win this game 12-10. Was it 2 years ago or was it last year where they put out a highlight reel for their punter? It was it was so funny. Like, they're very self-aware. Like, we have no offense, but our punter, I mean, this guy, he's got a leg on him. He'll pin you back. He'll pin you inside the 10, maybe the 5. Okay. Mm. This guy can punt. I think I'm going to take Iowa. I will watch this game. I think this is one of the more underrated, fun rivalries in college football. Play for the Cy-Hawk Trophy, for God's sakes. You can get Iowa plus 3.5. And in a game like this, this just feels like one of those games, it's almost always decided by a field goal. If the line was reversed and I could get 3.5 with Iowa State, I'd take the 3.5 there. So I'm going to take the hook. This is going to be something like a, I don't know, 20-17 game, something like that. Iowa State's going to kick a field goal late to win it when it's tied at 17. I'm curious to watch Mark Gronowski, who is the quarterback for Iowa. So he didn't look good last week, but I think there's a big possibility that Iowa was looking ahead because they played a no one last week. I forget who it was. Albany. They played Albany last week. So they didn't look good, and I feel like that's one of those games where you say, just forget it. We're going to run some vanilla stuff. We'll get ready for the rivalry against Iowa State. And I remember Mark Gronowski because I think I watched last year when he won the national title at a lower level, at the FCS level with South Dakota State, won two national titles. So the kid can play, and I think this is the week where Iowa ratchets it up and puts double digits on the board offensively here. So I'm going to go Hawkeyes, and I'll grab 3.5.
I think it's really cool that we actually get a rivalry game like this early in the season. Because normally we have to wait until November. So we kind of talked about this with teams in the NFL. Like we saw it last night, Cowboys-Eagles, great rivalry matchup. I think when you talk about rivalry matchups, usually you give the slight lean to the underdog, especially if they're getting a field goal or more, especially when a total is this low. So I'd lean towards the dog here. Don't know if I'd be playing a total in that one. It is very, very low. All right, Jenks, so I know there's probably not a play in this Texas game, but let me ask you, have you put any extra action on Arch Manning to win the Heisman? Because I do think if there's ever a time to buy low on him, probably the time's now. I do think he's set up for some success in the next few games.
He's at 16-1. So if you believe in Arch, I know a lot of people are very divisive on this topic, but yeah, now's the time to do it if you believe, because you're not going to get a better price than this, because Texas plays a cupcake schedule from here on out until they get to Florida. Got to go to the Swamp in 3 weeks, and that's where we're going to find out a whole lot more about Arch Manning. But in this game, I don't really know what side to go on here. I
you don't
initially
have to play it.
I know it's 36 and a hook. Yeah, this, I mean, come on, Double D, are you really going to do this to me and make me get excited about this game where a Manning is going to get back on the horse? You know, you have a tough outing. Did you know as bad as he played, Texas had a chance to tie that game late against Ohio State? Think about that for a second. Like Sammy P said, if they played again this week on a neutral field, Texas would be favored. Put that in your pipe and smoke it. Texas by a million. Arch those 4 touchdowns. We've been talking about him again. Nah, he still got it. He had a bad game. Peyton had a bad game. Eli had a bad game. Hell, Cooper had a bad game back in the day. He's going to be fine. He's young. He had to go into the shoe. But this does have the possibility of being a blowout. Thank you, Double D. You got me going there.
Ah, yes. Texas by a million, which is roughly the same number as the spread in this game.
Yeah.
So you might be sweating that one late. All right, how about a house divided game? Like, you know those annoying, like, license plates where it's like, house divided, she's Georgia Tech, he's Georgia. It feels like that might be the case on this Baylor and SMU game, if I am... you know, listening correctly to what we've been talking about before the show started. So Baylor on the road at number 17, SMU. SMU home favorites here laying 2.5 points, total of 64.5. So it does feel like a high total, but I do think we see a lot of points in this one. Baylor had some major issues stopping the run against Auburn. But I will say, Jackson Arnold, my goodness, I was not familiar with your game. So I think that Auburn maybe was sandbagging a little bit. So maybe that goes into this as well. But I see a lot of people are on Baylor in this game. And I do think it is a good strategy to, you know, zig when others zag. And you see a team coming off an opening week loss, and a lot of people are going to say, oh, Baylor's terrible. I don't necessarily think that's the case. I still think they are a very quality football team, and I'm not sure what to believe in when it comes to SMU. I will say a lot of people said that last year, and they made it all the way to the college football playoff, and we know Kevin Jennings can run the ball a little bit as well. So, Jenks, what side do you land on here, Baylor or SMU or a total?
This is one of those games where I've gone back and forth where I started on one side and I went to the other. And one thing I always have to remind myself is the number is the number. You're like, wow, genius, Michael. Great job. But when I see a number, I'm like, oh, my God, it's SMU. That's what I thought. It's SMU. Easy. Less than a field goal or SMU on the money line, minus 135. And I was like, wait a second. There's a reason why this number is at 2.5. There's a reason why this number is short, which means you can absolutely make a case for both sides. So be careful. So I looked at the SMU side. And look, it's pretty compelling, right? Because Kevin Jennings is back at quarterback. SMU won every game last year at home by double digits. The Mustangs have won 8 straight games against unranked opponents. Baylor has lost 10 straight games against teams that are ranked in the top 25. Everything points to SMU, but at the same time, you can't just take away what we saw from Baylor against Auburn last week, because Auburn is a very good, well, they're middle-of-the-road SEC team. But certainly they have the horses and the athletes to compete with a team like SMU. And SMU did not look great in the opener here. We've seen money come in on Baylor. And I will say the Bears do have a ton of experience coming back, which is why I liked them last week despite that loss. Now, the more I look at it, I think this could be one of those games where Baylor pulls the outright upset, or you at least grab Baylor on the points. I know Denton is on Baylor, so I've gone from one side to the other. Going to stay away, but this is a head-scratcher for me.
Ah, so it's not house divided. For some reason, I thought you guys were on opposite sides there. But I think this is one of the cases where you read between the line. And when the line is only 2.5 and you have an unranked opponent going on the road to a ranked opponent, that line is telling you something.
Mm-hmm.
The fact that it's only 2.5. So I think the odds makers are onto something. I think maybe this time is the time is now to buy low on Baylor. All right, coming up next, it's time for some NFL props and a little sprinkling of baseball, because that is still going on. It's next here on the Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this as the podcast dedicated to stories from the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Stories of sex, murder, institutional racism, bad men, sad women, fascist gossip columnists, and much more. Our new season is called The Old Man Is Still Alive, and it's about directors like Alfred Hitchcock and John Ford, who got started in the silent era, but were still making movies in the psychedelic 60s. Follow and listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Friday here on the show. Coming up next, we've got our props for the NFL slate and, of course, a little peppering of some Major League Baseball, because we do have some good matchups that possibly could win you guys some money going into the weekend. And what's better than winning a few bets going into a college football Saturday and an NFL Sunday? Because, listen, you're not going to win them all in football. We just started. It is the sharpest sport in the world to bet on when it comes to the NFL. So Jenks and I have been sticking to some baseball bets. But before we get to that, why don't you start your Sunday off the best way you possibly could with the network here on the BetMGM Network. A winning football Sunday starts with BetMGM Network. Wake up with BetMGM Game Day. Joe O, Kate Constable, and Jason Lockenfora set the stage from 8 to 11 Eastern. Then it's You Better You Bet countdown to kickoff, featuring Nick Casas and Sammy P, getting you ready for every game, line movement, props, to fantasy. We've got you covered right here on the BetMGM Network. All right, Jenks, so last year you weren't the biggest props bettor, if I am remembering correctly, but is this an avenue that you are considering exploring this year?
Maybe. I'm just not a big props person. Like, I'd sort of try to stay in my lane. I do like the one prop I do like this week, I will say, is Trevor Lawrence over a touchdown and a half. Like, I'm big on the Jags this week. I'm big on his reclamation with Liam Cohen based on the things I've read, and maybe I'm projecting a little bit. But ultimately, you know, when you have your interests in so many different markets, I feel like there's a time when you can kind of get stretched too thin, if you will. Like, it's hard enough keeping up with different sports and different teams and sides and totals. And then at some point, you're like, all right, I'm kind of stretched too thin here. I need to maybe focus a little bit more on what works for me. Because there are some people who focus on props exclusively, or they focus on baseball exclusively or hockey exclusively. So if you're someone who likes to bet everything, I get that. But I would tend to lean towards being a little more judicious in the different markets that I bet.
I think it just is a personal preference, you know, whatever you feel strongly on and whatever has worked for you. Because I understand, like, some people buy into the mentality of, like, hey, I need to improve in my weak areas. I don't think I believe in that when it comes to betting. I think you stick with whatever you're best at. And, like, if you want to take on a project, go ahead. But I will not be wasting my money on things that I am not good at. So, no thank you, please. I will say, from a prop standpoint, Jenks, I feel like you should have a little bit of an in, because I do think if you cover a team or if you're a big fan of a team, you will know the under-the-radar players to watch for. Even, you know, maybe they're not under the radar. Maybe you know, like, who is in the game plan more now that you have a new coordinator, who the quarterback likes to throw to. So I think, you know, from a Commander standpoint, like, maybe throughout the year you will find yourself betting on more props just when it comes to the Commanders, because that's the approach I'm taking when it comes to the Titans. Like, I consume a lot of Titans media. We listen to, like, local talk radio here in Nashville, and plus it's my team. Like, it's just the team that I follow the closest. So I think from a prop standpoint, the guy that I have circled on the slate this weekend is Calvin Ridley. Like, we've seen this in the preseason. Like, I'm not, you know, throwing out a hot take here, is that Cam Ward likes throwing to Calvin Ridley. Calvin Ridley is a bona fide number one receiver with amazing speed, and I understand the matchup is not great against the Broncos secondary this week. One of the tougher matchups you could face, especially going on the road. I just think the volume's going to be there for Calvin Ridley. So if you look at his prop, I think it's in the 50s. 50 and a half is the number for receiving yards for Calvin Ridley. This weekend, I do think he gets that. If you want to be conservative, and I do think this is where props, you can get a little creative with it, you can do a correlated same-game parlay. And I know this sounds like a lot, but I'm going to do, I think it's 3+ catches, 25 yards. So he needs 3 catches, and he needs at least 25 yards. You combine those both, it's minus 145. I think that is a very gettable total for Calvin Ridley, because obviously those two things are related. So Calvin Ridley's the guy that I have number one on my big board for props this weekend. There are some other guys that are kind of on my radar. I will say this. I think Daniel Jones is a big part of the run game for the Colts. I understand that the Dolphins were pretty solid against running quarterbacks last year, but also they were not a good team, and I feel like quarterbacks didn't necessarily have to run against them because they were already winning the game. So I think Daniel Jones, somebody who is also going to be running for his legacy, and I think that he is very set on trying to change the narrative. Like, he's playing with a new team. Of course he wants to play well. And he's a fast runner. Like, I don't know if you remember in the heyday of Daniel Jones with the Giants, like, he was clocked at over 20 miles an hour when running the football in prime time. So 5.5 is the attempts number for his rushing prop. I think I'm going to go over that as well.
I don't mind that. And when you think about how quarterbacks are effective, like Daniel Jones, he just is more effective as a quarterback when he's using his legs. Do you know what I mean? So there's some quarterbacks, they can run, or they can run if they need to. I feel like he's one of those guys that he just plays better when he's running, like when he's able to do more. And of course, when you're running the football as a dual threat quarterback, which I know he doesn't necessarily fit in that box, but I think he would be considered one, then it opens things up for the rest of your offense. So I think he's going to be, he's an upgrade over Anthony Richardson. Let's put it that way. So I know when you're looking at that prop in this game, you say, you shake your head and you say, oh, Daniel Jones. But again, the number is the number. So if it's gettable against a Dolphins defense that I think is going to regress this season, then play it.
Well, especially since Shane Steichen is the head coach there. And he was the offensive coordinator for the Eagles when they had Jalen Hurts, obviously, who was very good with his feet as well. And something that I feel like we learned from game one of the season last night is that I think that we're going to see quarterbacks run for a lot in the first week of the season. Simply because, you know, there's going to be a lot of breakdowns, and maybe the offense and the receivers are a little behind or something. So I do think that Daniel Jones takes advantage of his gift to run the football, and why would he not? So 5.5, pretty low number for somebody who I think qualifies as a dual threat quarterback. All right, Jenks, so before we go on to baseball, are there any other props that you want to talk about before we move on?
I think that's about it for me. I've got so many bets on the card. I mean, I did some baseball handicapping, I did some college football handicapping, I did some pro football handicapping. I've got a sprinkle of a little bit of everything on the card. It's like tapas. essentially. Like, why don't you try this? What do you think about this? Would you enjoy this? So I've got a little bit of everything, and so I was like, I'll let Chelsea handle the prop market. But again, I will say I like Trevor Lawrence over a touchdown and a half. And maybe just for fun, I will sprinkle money on the under for Spencer Rattler with his touchdown total set at a half touchdown. I might go to the under because I have no faith in the Saints nor Spencer Rattler against a pretty good Cardinals defense this weekend.
Yeah, and his passing yardage prop is 193.5. I don't know where this number is coming from, but it feels very ambitious. Like, yeah. I think people have, like, people don't have a great handle, it feels like, on passing yardage, because so many people will do this in their same game parlays. They'll say, oh, Dak Prescott's going to throw for at least 200 yards, right? His prop is 250. Dak Prescott went for 188 last night. And it felt like he was lighting it up at times, you know? So I think it's one of those things where some of these numbers are just tough to get to, especially when it comes to time of possession. You would think that a quarterback playing from behind would, you know, put a bunch of passing yards up because the attempts are going to be there. They have to throw the ball, but they just don't have the time. So I think 193 is way too high for Spencer Rattler. I do think across the board, passing yardage prop unders are probably the way to go. I think we see a healthy dose of the run game in the first week of the season with some of these NFL teams working in new quarterbacks, new coordinators, and just working in the first game of the season. So some of these quarterbacks didn't even play in the preseason. So I think that's one to look at in just about every game. All right, let's get on to an MLB Friday and some of our best bets when it comes to baseball. All right, Jenks, so we do have some interesting matchups on the card. For me, the one that caught my attention was the Red Sox-Diamondbacks game. Mm-hmm. Tolley, the hot prospect for the Red Sox, toeing the rubber today. He's doesn't have a win or a loss recorded yet, 3.38 ERA, but did strike out 8 in his debut with the Red Sox. On the other side, we've got E-Rod, Eduardo Rodriguez, who we have faded quite a bit on this show, and for good reason. ERA well above 5. But I will say the Diamondbacks have a pretty good offense. So the Red Sox road favorites here, -140. Did you consider the Red Sox? I feel like you've been good at targeting some of these teams with the prospects pitching, and you kind of get a bargain on them, because we've seen this with the Mets a lot. I feel like you've been good at targeting those. Did you consider the Red Sox today?
Yeah, I would consider the Red Sox. I will look at the over as well, still deciding on that. But ultimately, I think what you have to do is, it gets tough to project these younger guys like Tolley. He looked good against the Pirates, 2 runs over 5 1/3. So he's playing in Boston in that game. That certainly helps. Now he has to go on a road, and this can be a difficult road environment just because Arizona does have some live bats. But I think more than anything here, like, do you want to trust E-Rod? We faded him a lot this season, and with a lot of success. 6-8, 5.40 ERA, but he is even worse at home. Over 10 starts, he has an ERA of 5.69. So Tolley has a lot of good stuff. He's going to be challenged by this Arizona lineup. I'll lean to the over. I would also look at the Red Sox instead, just based on E-Rod alone. Like, we've got a ton of examples of E-Rod just blowing up throughout the season.
Well, and plus, these are two really good offenses. Mm-hmm. Like, no matter what the pitching matchup is, I mentioned the Diamondbacks. That is their strength. I know the Red Sox are missing Roman Anthony, which is a crushing blow, but still overall a very good offense. All right, so were there any other games that caught your attention, Jenks?
I don't know what I'm going to do here. What am I going to do with the Brewers-Pirates? Like, you can get the Brewers.
They're hot.
I know. The Pirates just swept the Dodgers. The Dodgers. Mm. And don't I know it, because I was cruising to a first 5 under win yesterday. Cruising. It was 1-0. And then Blake Snell just lost his mind in the 5th inning. Aren't the Pirates now like 11-3 in their last 14? So you've got Brewers, Pirates, Quinn Priester on the mound for Milwaukee. And he's taking on Johan Oviedo. But Oviedo, I will say, has been... I wanted to fade him as soon as he started pitching for the Pirates again. He's been really good. Surprisingly good. 2-0, 3.60 ERA over 3 starts. 3 runs over 14 innings. He won't go long. Like, he will absolutely not go past 5 innings. So if you're going to bet on this game, I like the fact that the Brewers eventually are going to get to that Pirates bullpen. But then again, how do you feel about all right, at some point, this Pirates run has to come to an end, right? It should. You could take the Brewers on the run line. It helps that they're on the road, get some plus money. And yet, Pittsburgh is hot right now. They just are, which is crazy to say, but the Pirates are playing really good baseball.
Yeah, I can't believe I'm going to say this, but I'm kind of afraid to fade the Pirates right now.
Yeah.
Not a sentence I thought I would be uttering in the year of 2025. But they're hot. And sometimes baseball is like this, where teams are just kind of streaky. And speaking of streaky teams, it feels like that's been the case for the Astros. Over June, I believe, or July, excuse me, they're one of the hottest teams in all of baseball. But August, a huge regression. They had the third worst record in all of baseball in the month of August, just coming off a loss to the Yankees. And now they are favored against the Rangers. And we've talked about this all show long, how in rivalry matchups, sometimes you consider the dog a little bit more. I think I kind of like the Rangers here. Looks like Merrill Kelly is going to be starting for the Rangers. And I just think this is one of those matchups where, you know, anybody could win it. And the Astros just lost 2 of 3 to the Yankees. Again, their team has pretty much been slumping. I know they had some theatrics and some behavior issues with the Yankees over the weekend. Or I guess it's not the weekend, during the week. But I do think the Rangers could be a good dog to add to the card.
I totally agree. This is a great dog to add to the card, because Merrill Kelly has really settled in nicely. And I think he hit, if I remember correctly, he was struggling at times early in the year, but he has really settled in. Like, he's been a great acquisition for the Rangers. And the Rangers are at home. The Rangers have been very good in Arlington this season. They're 42-27 at home. So this is a good chance to get plus money. Again, you talk about the in-state rivalry, and you're getting a top-line pitcher as well. I would also look at the under. Whenever you get the Rangers at home, always look at the under. One of the best under teams in baseball when playing at home. So I like the under. And yeah, I like Texas as well.
It's wild to me how close the standings are. For a while, it looked like the Astros were going to run away with things. But in the AL West, right now, the Astros just a 3.5 game lead over the Mariners. Rangers 5 games back as well. But when you go head-to-head with the division leader, we could see some changes. Maybe the Rangers can make up some ground if they do win these games. But my point being is that these are big games when it comes to divisional standings. Is there any game I missed, even from an interest standpoint? Like, the Dodgers at this point, I don't think I really trust them that much, especially, you know, price-dependent. Like, we don't bet on the Dodgers much on this show just because it feels like they are always overvalued. They're going on the road to the Orioles, who are starting Dean Kramer, who I am not going to make a case for. Is there any game that you should be considering that I missed here?
I think that if you're looking for maybe another plus money play, you look at Cincinnati hosting the Mets, just because Andrew Abbott has been so good this season as a starter. I mean, certainly the Mets could win, there's no question about it, but Abbott 8-5, 2.65 ERA, has been really good at home, really good in the last month. I think it's a sneaky good play for some plus money.
Ah, he also has a great mustache to boot. So if you want to back somebody with a mustache, Andrew Abbott's your guy. Coming up next, parlays galore. We have Double D's, Degenerate College Football Parlay, and Squad Parlay coming your way next here on The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back. It is Friday, September 5th. And if you're sitting around saying football season is back, enough with this minus 110, minus 120 nonsense. It's time to put some real odds on the table. We got you covered because we got Double D's Degenerate Parlay coming up. We've got our squad parlay coming up that's 12 to 1 odds. And we hope we can hit another one of these because, listen, it has been that long since we hit a squad parlay and we are, you know, going to hang that one in the rafters. We are very proud of ourselves for that one. All right, so if you are betting on football this weekend, why not get a college football no-sweat token at BetMGM? Go for the end zone without breaking a sweat. With a college football no-sweat parlay token, you'll get your stake back in bonus bets if you don't win. So, PSA, take advantage of the promos. Jenks, I go across the top and I said, opt in, opt in, opt in, opt in. You should not be making any type of bet till you check the promos.
Oh, absolutely. And there's always some sort of promo you can take advantage of. Like, it doesn't matter what the sport is. I mean, particularly, they're sort of seasonal as well, right? So if you want to bet football, there's something you can find to help you. And it's essentially a free bet or something on top of your bet. Sometimes you get a bet back in bonus bets, whatever it is. Yeah, it's free. Why not?
Yeah, and especially, like, if you go to another state, you can claim, like, all of the new offers. Have you done this? Like, I think I did this when the first time we went to, what is it called, National Harbor? Remember when we had shows out there?
Oh, yeah.
And I was, like, blown away because I could get all of, like, the new customer offers just simply because I was in a new state. I got $100 in free bets. I was like, all right,
that's
going to keep me afloat at least for a few weeks.
Yeah, at least for a couple days. This will keep me going. Right. I spent another $100, then another $100. But yeah, if you travel like that, take advantage of it. I wanted to take advantage of it when I went to see my mom in Texas a couple weeks ago. But betting is not legalized there yet. But I tried anyway.
Boo.
I was like, boo, what are you guys doing? Sitting there by the pool like, oh, it's time to put down some money. And then it hit me. Oh, yeah, I can't do anything. I have to sit here and play checkers for a while, not bet on this game. It was lame.
I can't believe they don't have it in Texas. Like, as big as football is there, that's really surprising to me.
Yeah.
Like, do you think it's because they're a very conservative state? Like, that's probably something to it. Like,
yes.
Bible Belt?
I think that has a lot to do with it. But I do think it will eventually change because there will be public sentiment that changes. And also, let's be honest, when you're talking about the money involved and the money that potentially goes into the coffers of the state, then at some point you say, this is something that, this is where we're trending. Other states have legalized this. There's a plan in place, right? We've seen different frameworks in different states. So there's sort of proof positive how this can be done, and it would bring in millions and millions. At some point, it's going to happen. I don't know when it's going to happen, but it's only a matter of time.
Yeah, I do like the money that pours back into the state because I remember this was a big deal in Tennessee when they started doing the lottery. But now they have lottery scholarships where a bunch of money goes back into, you know, public school education. I got a lottery scholarship. Like, if you got a certain, you know, benchmark on your GPA, if you made a certain, like, ACT score or something, you got a scholarship. And there are so many people I know who took advantage of that. So I know people like to look down their nose and say, oh, gambling's degenerate. Well, listen, I am just a proud patron of education for Tennessee students.
Yes.
Because we do have a big Powerball. I think it's up to, like, I don't know, like 400 million or something. People here are talking about it. Of course, Jake has, like, you know, five tickets that he wants to buy. All right. So speaking of lottery tickets, how about we craft our own when it comes to parlays? And let's start with Double D's Degenerate Parlay.
It's time to get crazy with Double D's College Football Degen Parlay.
It's week two! What am I going to do? This is what I'm going to do. I'm looking at a bounce back for Texas at -36.5 versus San Jose State. I am on the opposite side of Jenks and Denton. I'm taking SMU -2.5 versus Baylor. Baylor's defense looked awful. I am taking Texas Tech -48.5 versus Kent State. Kent State bad, very, very bad. Kansas +6.5 at Missouri. Colorado, I am a believer in Colorado. I know everybody else isn't really. I'm taking Colorado -23.5 versus Delaware. I'm taking Arizona State -6.5 at Mississippi State. Mississippi State, bad. Very, very bad. I am taking Oklahoma at -5.5 versus Michigan. Not a believer in Michigan yet. And finally, I'm taking UNLV on the money line versus UCLA. Straight fade of Nico Iamaleava. Total parlay is a little less than 194 to 1. $5 will win you $973.37. Let's go!
All right, now it's a true test of the friendship, because is Jenks willing to ride with a parlay that features Oklahoma?
I can't on principle. You know, what I'll do is I'll play the parlay and I'll just eliminate that one particular bet. So I won't I won't get Double D's 194 to 1 odds, but I'll still get a pretty good payoff.
If you're not going 194 to 1, are you even living?
What are you doing? What are you even doing if your parlay isn't at least 194 to 1, guys? A lot of chalk, right. Double D, but I don't hate it. I don't know enough about Delaware to take Delaware in the points, so I'm glad you believe in the Buffs. No Ralphie this year, which is a bummer, but all right, good luck, buddy.
I appreciate it.
All right. How are you not playing Duke? You got a Duke hat on.
I live in the state of Illinois, which means I cannot play any game that any team from the state of Illinois plays in.
Oh, that's right. That's right. Restricted.
God forbid you try to throw the game.
Yeah. Right. Man, yeah, you know, Double D, if he were on the Illini, oh, man, can you imagine the movement in that game?
I blame Brad Evans.
Doesn't he live right outside of Champaign or close?
He lives in Champaign.
Oh, he lives in Champaign? Okay.
Oh, yeah. Makes sense. Yeah, I blame Brad Evans. It's all Brad Evans.
No, we need to sick Brad Evans on these people. And I think after like 5 minutes of shouting, maybe they will succumb to letting people bet on Illinois teams. All right, so time to get the whole squad involved now, because we've got a parlay of our own.
Ladies and gentlemen, adults of all ages, it's time for the show parlay.
Ah, yes. Step right up and try your hand at the squad parlay. It's BOGO parlays in this segment. Buy one, get one. So it's the second parlay that we're firing away at. All right, Jenks, start us off here. What you got?
Okay. I'll give a longer handicap later on in the show. I'm going to play this down from 3.5, and I'm taking Jags -3 hosting the Panthers. So these were two of the worst defenses in the NFL last year, but I think we're going to see Trevor Lawrence take a step forward with Liam Cohen as his OC, plus the Jags are at home. Yeah, their defense is bad. The Panthers was worse last year. So it's a field goal. Give me Jacksonville -3 at home.
I remember fondly fading the Panthers' run defense. Anytime you just wanted to play a running back prop against the Panthers, that was always the way to go last year. So we'll see if that trend continues. All right, next up for me, it's going to be a player prop. And betting on the rejuvenation of Daniel Jones. Okay, so maybe not from a passing standpoint at least, but we know Daniel Jones is pretty fleet of foot. Like, I think we remember, like, that primetime game when he was clocked at over 20 miles an hour when running the football, and then he got caught by the turf monster. But still, the guy is a quick guy, and especially the first game of the season, why would you not use this to your advantage? So I'm going to go Daniel Jones, 25-plus rush yards for -110. Remember Shane Steichen, who's the head coach of the Colts, was once the offensive coordinator for Jalen Hurts, another quarterback who is pretty good at running the football. So I think this is a good strength that they will use for Daniel Jones against the Dolphins this week. All right, next up, Double D, it looks like there is a similar leg in this parlay as your D-Gen parlay.
Well, of course, I'm going to take my favorite play in the D-Gen parlay and put it in our show parlay. It's UNLV on the money line. Once again, straight fade of Nico Iamaleava. I do not think he's good. I think he's a head case. I also think UNLV has the potential to be one of those non-Power 5 teams that's in contention this year to make the college football playoffs. But it will be Navy in the end. But, yeah, that's UNLV on the money line.
Ah, I've seen a lot of people on that one. A lot of people like the running Rebs this week against UCLA. All right, Denton, you're next. What's the parlay leg?
So we're going to go with Duke. They're getting 3 at home, 3-point underdogs, but they got Illinois. This line stinks. It's very, very short. I think most people anticipated that a ranked opponent going into Duke was going to be a lot longer of a line. So the fact that it is as short as it is tells me a little something. And on top of that, I am very much a fade the public king 84%, according to BetMGM, of the money on the spread is in favor of Illinois. So I'm going to go Duke to cover the three.
I like how you gave yourself a nickname of Fade the Bublik King. Like, Fade, I always love it, King, when people, yeah, like, self-appointed.
Playoff P, Fade the Bublik King.
The sad part is that David can't place this parlay because it's featuring a game featuring Illinois. So maybe you can ask, who is it, John Mateer's friend? You can send him a Venmo request and be like, well, it's not for betting, I promise. Parentheses, Duke v. Illinois.
Definitely, totally not sports gambling. Parentheses, Duke.
It's a total inside joke, right? All right, so here's the parlay if you missed it. Jinx has the Jags laying three. I'm going to go with Daniel Jones, 25-plus rush yards. We're going to take UNLV on the money line and Duke getting 3 points, total odds, plus 1308, $5 gets you $70.45. I know it's not as sexy as 194-1, but listen, we want to win some of these. And it's, what, the second week of the season for college football? We're dipping our toes in the water, so I feel pretty good about this one.
Yeah. Plus, only four legs. It's our time. Am I the weak link here? I don't know. I
you
feel like
are.
I'm the weak link.
You
I
are.
Think so.
You
I
are.
Think so. I think, is it me?
I think Carolina's way better than anybody thinks they are. Yeah.
Really?
I think,
okay,
you're the weak link.
Could be,
yeah,
wrong. All right. We're going to find out. I heard that deafening silence in the background. I was like, I think it's me.
I don't think you're the weakest link. I think some of these, like the Illinois-Duke one, I think I'm a little split on that one because, yeah, I came into it really liking Duke, and I do like their quarterback. I do think he has tremendous upside. But you're not facing Elon in this game. I think Illinois is going to be a big step up, but could be a sleepy spot for Illinois on the road. Morning game. We shall see. All right, coming up next, it's hour three of the show, and we'll start with the biggest lessons we learned from last night's Cowboys and Eagles game. It's next on The Daily Tip.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You must remember this is a podcast about the secret and forgotten histories of 20th century Hollywood. Listen to You Must Remember This on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.